Thank you for being with me today and being truly open-minded and thinking for yourself rather than letting the controlled media do your thinking for you. My friends, we're at the edge of disaster. Every day we're a little closer to catastrophic war with Iran. I'm David Duke, and today I will ask all of you to help keep Americans safe and keep the world safe by opposing the planned war with Iran. A war with Iran would throw the world into unprecedented violence and terror, and surely it would lead to $5 or $10 a gallon gas prices and economic depression and dislocation in America and all over the world. This war is being promoted by Israel and Jewish extremist power in politics and media in both America and Europe. The Zionists just released a new video called Keep Israel Safe. It wants America to go to war against Iran. And this is my response to that video, and it's a plea to keep Americans safe and keep the world safe. I don't want to see Americans or anyone else dying for Israel's warmongering. In 2003, Israel's biggest enemy was Saddam Hussein. The Zionist influence in media and politics, such as Jewish extremists Richard Perle and Paul Wolfowitz, the architects of the Iraq War, told us that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and was a threat to America. So we went to war. As a result of the war, so far we've lost over 4,000 American lives, suffered hundreds of thousands of maimed and harmed Americans. USA Today quotes a Pentagon report showing that 360,000 American soldiers have suffered traumatic brain injuries. The Pentagon says 12% of all returning troops need mental health treatment. The Army breaks suicide records every year. Tens of thousands of soldiers' marriages and families have been broken by this war. And you Americans watching this, you'll pay thousands of dollars in higher taxes for this insanity. In truth, the Iraq War and the Afghan War has hurt far more Americans than even the evil of 9/11. After this huge American sacrifice, the U.S. government's own commission found that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction. I'm on public record before the war saying that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction. But the Zionist media and government power overwhelmed the truth tellers, and America went to war against a nation that did not harm a single American. Of course, real weapons of mass destruction were not in Iraq. They were in Israel. Israel has a vast hoard of horrendous conventional, chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. They've even used these weapons very recently. They used white phosphorus, an outlawed, horrific weapon in Gaza, and killed hundreds of women and children with this terrible device. Israel itself was founded by driving hundreds of thousands of Palestinians from their homes in terror and stealing the land of Christians and Muslims. It has murdered tens of thousands of men, women, and children. It has repeatedly invaded its neighbors such as Lebanon and Syria, and bomb civilian cities, even apartment buildings where children sleep. Israel has for decades brutally occupied the West Bank and stolen the land of the people living in that country. Now these Zionist warmongers want us to go to war again. They want to throw our boys into a hell again, to spend a king's ransom once more for Israel. Spend the blood of our young men and American money in another murderous war for Israel. And again, they lie. They say that Iran has a nuclear weapons program. Well, even if that were true, Israel already has an arsenal of 200 nukes. But our own American Intelligence Service issued a report last year that says there is absolutely no evidence that Iran has a nuclear weapons program. The lying controlled media has repeated a million times that Ahmadinejad threatens to wipe Israel off the map.
He vows to destroy Israel, quote, wipe Israel from the pages of history. Wipe them off the map.
Well, I was 20 feet from him at an international conference in Tehran when he was so quoted. His actual words in his own language, Farsi, were that he believed that the passage of time would cause the Zionist regime to pass away just like the Soviet regime fell in Russia. He specifically used the word regime to describe the Zionist regime. Ahmadinejad never even used the word map or threatened to wipe out Israel at all. In the same speech, he said that civil and human rights of all people, including Jews and Christians and Muslims, must be respected. But you heard nothing of that in the controlled media's lies, just as you don't hear about the fact that in Iran, there are no pogroms or violent acts whatsoever against Iran's thriving Jewish community. And what a contrast this is to Israel, where Christian clergy, even nuns, are spit upon daily. The truth is the Zionists not only threatened to attack Iran, they've literally wiped Palestine off the map already. And Ahmadinejad's made no threats to attack anyone, but on the contrary, Israel and AIPAC, they've threatened to attack another country. The Zionists have even urged an attack on Iran with nuclear weapons. Iran renounces nuclear weapons, has signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Israel won't sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Iran has allowed full inspections. Israel won't allow any inspections. Iran advocates peace, makes no threats, while Israel threatens to bomb Iran, and the Jewish-dominated media makes the Iranians out to be the evil ones. A prominent professor in Israel has even threatened Europe and the world with nuclear attack on our cities if Israel loses a war in the Mideast. His name is Professor Martin Ben Klevel. He first advocates ethnic cleansing of Palestinians and then says Israel should use nuclear blackmail to commit this horrendous human rights violation. And I quote, "But would the world permit such ethnic cleansing? That depends on who does it and how quickly it happens. We possess several hundred atomic warheads and rockets and can launch them at targets in all directions, perhaps even at Rome. Most European capitals are targets for our air force." Let me quote General Moshe Dayan, "Israel must be like a mad dog, too dangerous to bother. We shall try to prevent things from coming to that, if at all possible. We have the capability to take the world down with us, and I can assure you that that will happen before Israel goes under." Here's a prominent Israeli advocating threatening to murder millions of innocent people of Europe, and the media calls the Iranians crazy. Seymour Hersh, a respected Jewish writer for the New York Magazine and author of the book The Samson Option, quotes a former Israeli official saying, quote, "We can still remember the smell of Auschwitz in Treblinka. Next time, we'll take all of you with us." Imagine for a moment if any Iranian official threatened to nuke European cities if it were defeated in war. I ask you, who are the real extremists, the real terrorists? Iran has not waged war and terrorism on its neighbors, has not killed tens of thousands of civilians, it has not stolen and occupied other people's lands. What nation is the real threat to Mideast and world peace? A war with Iran would unleash hell on earth. No matter whether you are right or left, European or African or Asian, we must stand united on this issue against this war that will devastate the globe. No more Zionist lies. No more wars for Israel. No more American lives for Israel. No more American tax money for Israel. True patriotic Americans demand a foreign policy for America, not for a foreign power. We demand a free media that tells us the truth and not Zionist lies. Let your elected officials know that you oppose a war for Israel against Iran. Even more importantly, wake up your friends and neighbors. Share this video. If Israel has the right to keep Israel safe, then we must have the right to keep Americans safe.